Blog Talk Radio. Philadelphia. Well, it's not like you have heard. This is a brotherly love. It's full of pain and hurt.
Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature, baby, in this beautiful rainforest. But do you love yourself? Do you truly love yourself, or are you finding it a struggle to love yourself every single day? How to love yourself properly like never before. Let's just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So that's the question that came in. Someone's like, Ralph, I don't love myself. In fact, I've never ever loved myself. I wake up feeling depressed, miserable. I don't like who I see in the mirror, Ralph. How can I love myself properly? That's a great question. Look, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Because yes, I've been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. There was a time when I didn't like myself. I didn't love myself. I would stare into the mirror, and I'm like, I don't like the person staring back at me. So how did I go from not loving myself to absolutely loving myself? Right? And the cat down the road is proud of me. Close your eyes. Now, I want you to picture yourself. Are you smiling right now? Or are you frowning? You see, when you have the best mental image of yourself, that's how you start to learn how to love yourself. Loving yourself is the secret to becoming your greatest version. Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. Loving yourself is the secret to becoming your greatest version. You see, so many of us, we don't love ourselves because we have a poor mental image of ourselves. We think of ourselves poorly. We perceive ourselves poorly. So what helped me along my journey was to realize this. The perception you have of yourself is more important than the perception other people have of you. What? Slow motion this side. But I really want to please them, Ralph. Exactly. That's why so many people don't love themselves. Spend time alone. In a rainforest. In the woods. By the ocean. Get to know yourself to love yourself. You see, self-love begins with self-acceptance. It's hard to accept yourself in this modern-day world where everybody is comparing their profile to someone else. Well, it's time to be alone to really form an intimate relationship with yourself. And that's how you learn how to love yourself. But no. But no. Stop caring what they think. They aren't important. You have to live with you. You see, what helped me along my journey was to realize this. I'm only spending time with people who accept me for who I am. For people who embrace my uniqueness. I'm not about fitting into other people's standards. And that's why I say, can I get a hello? I mean, who does that? This is all what helps me to love myself. When I disliked myself, it was because I was trying to fit in to other people's standards. I wasn't truly happy. So always do it for you. Forget about the audience. Forget about the crowd. Ask yourself, am I happy where I am right now? Spend time also with people who make you happy, who make you feel good about yourself, who don't always try and change how you were made. You were made this way by the universe for a reason. Now, how to love yourself properly, like never before. You see, many times we can't love ourselves because we hold the past against ourselves, not realizing we were at a particular state of consciousness, awareness at that time. So every single day to love myself, I'm forgiving myself. I'm even, deep divers, forgiving myself when I didn't even love myself. I'm like, that young Ralph didn't even know better. But now I absolutely love myself, okay? So you have to forgive your mistakes, your past transgressions, to realize that, hey, at the time, you were doing the best you knew how to do. Now you know better. So see the good even in your past. See the good even in your mistakes. See the good and learn from the past. See it as a valuable learning tool. And that's what helps me to love myself. I'm work in progress. I'm a walking masterpiece, but I'm also a work in progress, okay? You can be the work in progress and also the masterpiece at the same time. Slow motion this side. How to love yourself like never before. I said many years ago, to love yourself, go to the place where you find your greatest power. Go to the place where you find your greatest power. Every single day I'm on the beach, because that's where I find my greatest power. Infinite waters, Hawaii chilling, Sierra Leone chilling, right? The best beaches in the world, I'm there. Because I'm going to the place where I find my greatest power. Invest in your happiness. When was the last time you went out with some friends and just had a good laugh? Like, that's what will help you love yourself. You see, we deny ourselves of the pleasures of a better existence. That's why we can't love ourselves. We're all so serious. Why so serious? It's time to loosen up, and that's what helped me to love myself. It was time to loosen up, and now I'm like, oh, I actually love myself because I'm letting go. I'm not being so rigid. I'm going to the place which makes me happy. Do more things which makes you happy. Slow motion this side. That actually makes me happy. Should we do it again? Slow motion this side. Slow motion that side. You see? Stop apologizing. No, I'm not going to say sorry for doing it twice. I love doing slow motion, and that's how I love myself. You see, the moment I began to love myself, great things happened. The moment I began to love myself, phenomenal things happened. It starts like this. If you are always criticizing yourself for everything you want, you will never ever love yourself. Start praising yourself for everything you are. Even if you're not there yet, at least you're moving towards it. We grow up in our society with images of what's perfect. Don't you realize those people were photoshopped by me? I airbrushed their pictures. It's not real. They don't even look like that, right? So to love yourself, ladies, to love your body, stop comparing yourself to other models, because they don't even look like that. I've seen them in person. You have a beautiful body, how the universe made you. Your beautiful curves, embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. You have that body for a reason. It's time to stop apologizing for how you were made. It's time to stop apologizing for how you think. It's time to stop apologizing for expressing your emotions because you don't want to be considered as weak. You see, there was a long time where I was just mute. I'm a Pisces, by the way. Born on March 3rd, so I won a lot of presents on March 3rd. Deep divers, I've told you my birthday. When is it? March 3rd. I'm not going to apologize for saying that. Because that's what loving yourself is all about. You got to be proud of yourself. Stop apologizing for getting emotional. Don't you realize that emotion means energy in motion? It shows that you have a deeper level of sensitivity than most people who are so desensitized. That's how you love yourself. When you really start becoming more vocal, you learn how to speak. Even if your voice shakes, you're not afraid. Not today, not any day. No. That's how you love yourself. You got to be vocal. You got to stand up for your right and don't give up the fight. Shout out to Bob Marley. You're looking a bit shaky, baby. Well, it's time for you to start expressing yourself and stop apologizing for how you feel. Don't let anybody tell you how you feel is invalid. Every emotion you are feeling is valid, and that's how you love yourself. Don't allow anybody to tell you to snap out of it. Don't allow anybody to tell you it's just a phase. What you're going through matters to you, and when you realize that, that's how you love yourself. 7-day vegan challenge, let's talk about it. Woo! It's getting hot in here. Now, I just bought a lot of blueberries today, high in vitamin C. I love blueberries, and they smell fantastic, okay? To love yourself, it means, for me, having a better relationship with your body. So that can only come for me when I'm eating a plant-based diet. I've been a vegan for over 13 years, and every single day I look like I'm 17. People are like, Ralph, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 17, right? I look very, very young, thanks to blueberries. But when I started to become a vegan, I had a lot of people who were like, Ralph, you're losing weight. You're looking skinny. Where are you going to get... Ralph, the classic question, where are you going to get your protein from? Where are you going to get your protein from? And I just chucked like literally just chucked a whole load of chlorella all over them. That's where, right? Stop apologizing for how you eat. I got a good friend who only drinks cold pressed juice. Now, I'm a vegan, but I'm not like a fanatic. So I'm just like, hey, if it's regular juice, I'll drink it. But she's like, I only drink cold pressed juice. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. She loves herself. I'm not going to start criticizing her. Like, so you got to respect your food journey. Some people are raw vegan. And I don't have anything to say about that. That's bad. I'm like, do you, I'll do me. Right? And probably I might join you. But for now, I love this brown rice and avocado salad for the 7-day vegan challenge, okay? So don't let anybody make you feel bad with your eating regimen, your routine. I meet people who are doing fasting, okay? And there have been numerous benefits of intermittent fasting. So once again, live your food journey and realize, once again, you are work in progress, but also the masterpiece at the same time. It's okay to experiment with different foods. You're young, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Exactly. How to love yourself properly like never before. We're getting hot and heated and passionate in here. Oh, yes, we are. I want to help other people, Ralph, but wait a minute. You can't even help yourself. You see, there's a reason why I have over 1 million subscribers. There's a reason why I'm inspiring millions of people because I love myself. When I didn't love myself, it wasn't happening. But I was like, hey, maybe I should help other people, but I can't even help myself. That's why I didn't even love myself more, because I knew that deep inside. The reason why I connect with so many people is because I'm becoming whole every single day. I'm moving into my heart space. Every single day, I'm moving into my heart space. So to love yourself properly like never before, move from your ego, edging goodness out. No slow motion, deserves one though, to your heart space, and learn how to fill your own cup first before you start pouring in other people's cups. You see, you can't give people what you don't have. You will just feel drained, and that's why people don't love themselves. I've been inspiring people for years, millions. That's why I know what I'm talking about. I've seen the results in my own life, my own transformation, that frankly, I have a lot to give. I have a lot to share because I've been blessed every single day from the universe. So make sure if you really want to help people, help yourself first. Heal yourself before you try and heal other people. There's a reason why I can help people. I studied psychology. I love people and I love the cat down the road. But I'm whole within myself, so I don't feel drained. I've been doing this a long time, and that's what helps me love myself. Don't help people before you help yourself. Start with yourself first, and then the cup will runneth over. The cup will runneth over. It will runneth over. How to love yourself properly like never before. For me, it's all about no censorship, no filter, raw, organic, no makeup here. What you see is what you get. It's me, it's Infinite Waters, live in the flesh, okay? You have to really be authentic to love yourself. Stop trying to fit into other people's expectations they have of you. Ladies, fellas, I allow people to see the inner me more than the outer me, because the reason I have over 1 million subscribers is because of the message. I'm touching people's hearts, millions all around the world, and it's not going to stop. We're only going to become more successful. Another way to love yourself is believe in yourself and have confidence, okay? So I'm always in a good humor because I'm always realizing the power of authenticity. How you are is perfect. You don't have to change. Accept yourself as you are. Okay? You're good enough. Oh, yes, you are good enough. That's how you love yourself. Stop feeling like you have to put on a massive show. I'm just being myself, yet I'm inspiring millions of people. Just being myself. So I went from not loving myself to loving myself when I realized the power of just letting go, not trying so hard, because the more you try hard to please people, you create resistance. Resistance makes stronger. It creates suffering. So release resistance. Say, this is me. And then trust your instincts and your intuition to really love yourself. Say, okay, where I am right now, this environment, is it really serving me? Is it really helping me become my greatest version? Only go to environments which will take you to the next level of evolution and consciousness. Only place yourself in environments that have your best interest at hand to help you become your greatest version. How to love yourself properly like never before. Baby, baby, beautiful deep divers, what's helped me along my journey is to let go of a just over broke, a job which doesn't serve me. We get stuck in jobs which we feel that's all we're good for. I'm only good for this kind of job. That was me along my early journey. I didn't love myself. I was just happy to have a job, not realizing I'm a multidimensional being having a human experience. That means I can create any reality I choose. And that's what I've done. That's why life is very fruitful right now. Life is very fruitful right now because I realize the possibilities are endless. I had to let go of jobs which were not serving me to start embracing a new outlook, to start embracing a new lifestyle. I don't have a job, I have a lifestyle. And that's what helps me love myself. The reason I'm sharing every single day is because I truly love myself and I love what I'm doing. To love yourself, make sure wherever you're working, it's nourishing your soul and it's helping you to find your soulmate. Your soul mate. How to love yourself properly like never before. Deep divers, what's helped me along my journey, plain and simple, is to let go of relationships that don't serve you. Shabby ass relationships that nobody needs. But Ralph, I don't want to be alone and I don't love myself because I know I shouldn't be in this relationship. You better run that way. You see, it's better to be single and happy than in a relationship and hate yourself. Slow motion this side. I've counseled thousands of people, relationship counseling. I get over 3,000 messages every single day. More than that, right? A lot of these are relationship questions. Ralph, my boyfriend is like this and like that, and he's making me feel a certain way. Or my girlfriend, my wife, my husband, okay? Not the cat down the road, but they don't love themselves because they know they're not with a person who truly appreciates them. So to love yourself, and what helped me to love myself was to only be with people who appreciate me, once again, for who I am. Energy is contagious. If you know this secret principle, you learn how to love yourself. I've got amazing friends. I've got amazing friends I could call right now. They would be there for me. I'll be there for them. That's how I love myself, by realizing we become like the energy we surround ourselves with most often. Loving yourself is a process. If you don't love yourself now, don't worry. It will come once you let go of relationships, interactions that don't serve you, that are shallow, and you start creating more depth in every single interaction, more meaning in every single interaction. And now you start to feel whole within yourself. How to love yourself properly like never before. Appreciate yourself. Be proud of how far you've come. You see, time and time again, we forget where we first started. I remind myself where I first started, when I was just in my backyard, in a garden. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just in the garden. I've come a long way. And it's been a long journey, and the journey still continues. But I'm proud of my journey, going from this to that, and that's what helps me love myself every single day. I'm like, if I can go through all the stuff I've been through, I can definitely, definitely go through anything else. Loving yourself comes with self-praise. Loving yourself comes with self-admiration. And that's how you can give to other people, once you feel complete and whole within yourself. And then you'll just say, feel so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey. beautiful deep divers. We are out here in nature. Have a beautiful day. We're just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace. You. I love myself like never before, Ralph. I told you. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. Beautiful day. How to open your seven chakras, the science of the chakras, how to balance the chakras. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. So I got a question that came in. Ralph, how do you open your seven chakras? Okay, first thing in the day, just like that. Okay. I have opened my seven chakras and it has changed my life in a phenomenal way. Do you know how to open your chakras? Have you opened them? You're like, yeah, I have, Ralph. But wait a minute. I didn't open one. Why not? Because we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Open the seven chakras. How do I balance the seven chakras? And what is the science of the chakras? Now, the word chakra comes from a Sanskrit word meaning wheel. You see, in the Indus Valley in ancient times, thousands of years ago, they realized that there were energy centers in the body. Over 88,000. That's a lot. But don't worry about it, because the great sages and wise men and women realized that there were only seven major energy centers that you need to know about. And these energy centers are responsible for allowing the smooth flow of energy to move along your body. And when all seven chakras are opened, you have perfect health. When a chakra is closed or blocked, you become ill. So I use this science to improve my health. Now, scientists are now starting to realize the ancient wisdom from the Indus Valley when they spoke of the chakras. They were actually speaking of the endocrine system. Slow motion this side. And that our chakras are nothing more than our glands. So let's start with the first chakra. This is called the root chakra or the Muladhara. You like how I said that? Thank you. Okay. That's a Sanskrit word which means root support. The first chakra is all about security. And its gland is the adrenal gland. Fight or flight. The cat down the road is chasing you again. Don't worry about it. Okay. Its color is red. Its stone is jasper. 7-day vegan challenge. Its food is tomato, sweet potato. The first chakra is all about survival. And therefore, to open the first chakra, to unlock it, you have to learn how to ground yourself. That's it. Say it like that. Ground yourself. Take off your socks. I've only now, like, I'm only now just seeing your feet. What happened? Put them away. Actually, look. I realize this, that earthing yourself is how to open your root chakra and how to balance it. You see, when we have a lot of dis-ease in the body, we create a ton of positive ions. That creates a lot of inflammation. When you take off those socks, I'm only seeing your feet for the first time right now, okay? Don't scare me. Once you take off your socks and you earth yourself on Mother Nature, Gaia,
You are now coming into contact with Earth's negative ions all across its surface. And that actually balances you out. Slow motion this side. So, the reason why it's so fundamental to balance and open the root chakra is because this is our foundation. I realize this, that you can only rise as high as the strength of your foundation. Slow motion this side. Chakras also correspond to instruments, and the instrument for the root chakra is the drum. Okay? That will keep you grounded. Okay? The drum, get a drum. Shall I drum for you? I'll drum for you. Okay? Ground yourself. I've realized this, that when we talk of the root chakra, some people have a little root chakra, some people have way too much, okay? We need to balance it out. So, ecotherapy will balance your root chakra. Are you spending so much time indoors? Well, you will have a lot of root chakra problems. We ground ourselves when we are in nature. Get your butt in nature, okay? Now, some people do have too much root chakra, where they are so grounded, they don't want to go anywhere, they're afraid of leaving their comfort zone. So it's all about a balance, like be indoors for a little bit and then get your butt into nature. Because it's a beautiful day. It's like a beautiful day. And its element is earth. Get it? Got it? Good. What is the second chakra? How do we open it? How do we balance it? This is the Svajasthana. Powerful, okay? This is the sacral chakra. It's gland, gonads, testes, ovaries. The Svajasthana emanates from the Sanskrit, which means the sweet abode of self, okay? Its color is orange. So the 7-day vegan challenge, the foods you need are anything orange. Apricots, fantastic. Oranges, even better, because its color is orange. So, this chakra deals with sensuality. When you have a healthy sensuality, this chakra is balanced. And what's helped me open this chakra? This is where actually the Kundalini energy lies, that dormant snake that rises up to see the light of day, right? That is where the Kundalini energy lies, that serpent that gently rises up, okay? You have to have a healthy attitude towards sexuality. You got to love your body. Once you start loving your body, I love myself, then the second chakra, the sacral chakra, begins to open up. Too little or too much of the sacral chakra. Okay, here we go. Too little, it means that you start suppressing how you feel sexually. Now you don't like your body. You don't accept your body. Too much is where sometimes you get so consumed with your sexuality, sex is all you think of, okay? So we need a balance, and that's what we call healthy sensuality. This is where you love your body, you love sex, but in a healthy way, because you realize sexual energy is the energy permeating everything in existence. Slow motion this side. This is the creative life force energy. So therefore, you begin to open it when you begin to tap into that energy of your sexuality. okay? A lot of artists, very sexual, right? They're very creative too, okay? So it's a beautiful, beautiful chakra. And its stone, Ralph, is tiger's eye. That will help you heal your second chakra. What is the third chakra? This is the Manipura. The Sanskrit word meaning the city of the shining jewel. How about that? It's also called the solar plexus, right around your navel. Okay, so the root chakra is located at the base of your spine, the sacral chakra just below the navel, and the solar plexus just around your navel. And this actually deals with your identity. It gives you a strong sense of who you are. It's also the seat of the ego. I am this, I am that, okay? But it is all about power. And it is a very powerful energy center. Now, how I open the solar plexus is to really meditate and massage my navel. Because scientists now know that we have a mini brain in our gut. There are neurons in our gut, okay? So that's why people say, I feel it in my gut, Ralph. I just knew it. Okay, your gut has intuition too, just like your brain, okay? So, gut feelings. That's why a lot of people, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you have a lot of anxiety. So how do you deal with anxiety? You come into nature. That really recharges your solar plexus. Okay, you listen to calming music. That really helps your solar plexus, okay? Stringed instruments, okay? The violin calms your nerves, okay? And its color is yellow. 7-day vegan challenge. So that means eat a lot of bananas. Any excuse. Its stone, citrine. Powerful stone that will heal your solar plexus. Now, it's all about digestion. So once again, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you're going to have a lot of digestive problems. And how to really move it in balance is to not eat too much, not overindulge in foods, right, that make you sit on the toilet for hours upon hours upon hours. Wait a minute, Ralph, we ain't even had breakfast yet, so that isn't an issue. Good. Okay, so the solar plexus is so powerful that is connected to the pancreas gland, okay, the pancreas and the spleen as well. What is the fourth chakra? Baby, talk to me. The fourth chakra, we are talking about the Anahata, okay? The heart chakra, of course. Its gland, the thymus gland. Its color, green. A great stone that can heal. The heart chakra is emerald, also jade. When people get married, you see them in a lush, beautiful green background. Green is a symbol of growth and fertility. Things are now coming into fruition. Slow motion this side. Now, how I open my heart chakra every single day is to be open to love. The first three chakras deal with what? They deal with personal self. It's all about me, my survival. Okay, my creativity, my power. The heart chakra is all about moving into that transcendental meditative state where it's no longer just about you. It's also about the cat down the road. Thank you very much. And other people. You are now open to giving people love But what they realize in ancient times is that you can't love anybody until you love yourself. Slow motion this side. The greatest relationship you can have is with yourself. And that's how you begin to open the heart chakra. And now you can begin to connect with other people. You can give to them. You can share with them. You can even massage their toes. Okay? And it's green. So what foods are we talking of? Leafy greens. We're talking about kale. We're talking about the spirulina as well, full of protein, complete source of protein. We're talking about the watercress. We're talking about the arugula. Okay, now all of these leafy greens are full of magnesium, and this is really going to help your heart chakra open even more. We know that the instrument the heart chakra connects to is what? I'm asking you. Stringed instruments. Once again, the violin. I love the violin. It just touches your heart. But also the piano. Okay? Now, what stone? What are we talking of? Emerald. Okay? Ever seen The Wizard of Oz, right? Emerald City. Get some emerald today and open your heart chakra. Now, what closes the heart chakra down is what? What, Ralph? Being guilty. I shouldn't have done that, Ralph. I just shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that will block your heart chakra. We don't want that. So what's helped me along my journey is to forgive myself. Even though I drank all of your almond milk, 7-day vegan challenge, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? So realize that your heart chakra opens when you learn how to forgive yourself, when you learn how to forgive other people, when you walk around with a very, very light heart. Are you light in heart? In ancient Egypt, they had to weighed your heart against a feather, okay? And if it didn't, weigh up, sorry, you wouldn't be going to the afterlife. Sorry about that. Stay on planet Earth instead, okay? So, be light in heart. Remove guilt. Forgive yourself. And don't be stingy with your love, because that's what really closes and blocks the heart chakra. When you are open just to helping people, contributing to other people's evolution and growth, how about that? The heart chakra now begins to open up. Okay, what is the fifth chakra? So the heart chakra is connected to the thymus, right? The thymus gland. The throat chakra is the fifth chakra, and that is connected to the thyroid. It's called the Vishuddha, a Sanskrit word meaning pure. Now, I didn't tell you the Sanskrit word for the fourth chakra, did I? The anatta, right? The anatta, meaning the sound of two things not crossing each other. That's the heart. The throat chakra, the Vishuddha, means pure. And this deals with communication. And its stone is no other than, guess, what stone do I love the most? Probably turquoise. This is amber. I love amber too. But this is turquoise. This is the most powerful stone. If you want to communicate better and talk like infinite waters that goes on and on till the break of dawn, right? Get turquoise. This is pure turquoise. This is also turquoise. Let me get off my bling right now. Can you see this? That's turquoise as well. Okay? So turquoise, super powerful stone for really opening your throat chakra. Now, we know that the throat chakra, its element is water, okay? And therefore, communication, if you really want to flow like water, You've got to become impeccable with your word. That is one of the four agreements. So have you ever been in a situation where you're like, no, but you're afraid to say no? And you're like, yes, but you're afraid to say yes? Okay, then you've got a problem with the throat chakra. When you can really say no when you want to say no and yes when you want to say yes, then you are in that process of opening your throat chakra. Too little or too much. Let's talk about it. If you have a blocked throat chakra, you will have a lot of thyroid problems because that's the gland it corresponds to. It means that you have lost your voice. You have lost your expression. Okay, so I realized this, that my throat chakra began to open when I was able to be impeccable with my word, when I was able to be honest and pure with how I truly felt emotionally. Okay, so that's how to really open your throat chakra. Now, sometimes you get stuck in the throat chakra too much where you're just talking all the time and you forget to listen. Okay. So I've realized that you got to listen. You got to be a good listener. As I was saying, that the throat chakra, 7-day vegan challenge, it's food. If you really want to open the throat chakra, it's color. We're talking about blue. Blueberries, full of vitamin C, full of anthocyanins, going to help you prevent cancer. But they just taste great. Let's just keep it simple. Okay? Super powerful. Many times we don't realize that when it comes to communication, if you are lying a lot, lying to other people and lying to yourself, you are blocking the throat chakra. The throat chakra opens when you are very authentic, when you are clear with your words, when you realize the power of words, that words are vibrations, words are spells. That's why when a child goes to school, they learn how to spell. Slow motion this side. You begin to open your throat chakra when you realize that you can heal yourself through words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They lied. Get your money back. Look, words can hurt you because they are vibrations. And once you start singing, I'm amazing, I'm so beautiful, right? Singing, using words that empower you, I can do this, I can do that, you are now balancing out the throat chakra. But also, silence is very powerful for opening the throat chakra. What a paradox, right? Being silent, now you are learning how to hear the inner voice. Slow motion this side. Right? And that's what's helped me along my journey. Listen to your inner voice. It knows more than you're talking about. Think about that. Okay. What is the sixth chakra? This is the Ajna chakra, which means in the Sanskrit to know or to perceive. This is what some people call the third eye chakra, okay? Located right here, just above the brow. Now, this deals with intuition, imagination, clairvoyance, which is being able to see things before they happen. Clairsentience, clear touch, clear audience, clear hearing. This is super powerful. The third eye chakra is opened when you are able to question your reality. So the first five chakras deal with the first five senses, okay? Taste, touch, smell, hearing, seeing. Okay, the sixth chakra is going beyond the senses. Slow motion this side. Okay, and what healing crystal stones can be used to open the third eye chakra, the Ajna chakra. We're talking about blue tourmaline, blue sapphire. That will open your third eye chakra, those stones. What about foods? Okay. Indigo foods. Beetroot. Purple grapes. Blueberries. 7-day vegan challenge. Any excuse. I wake up every single day with a bunch of purple grapes in my mouth. Now, what gland does this third eye chakra correspond to? The pituitary gland, but also the pineal gland, which is the seat of the soul. So a lot of people who are opening their third eye start to realize what they were talking of in the ancient Indus Valley, that the whole world is Maya. It is the illusion. And we are here to really see that, and that's how we actually fall into the truth. Okay? So the third eye, when your third eye is opening, and how to really open the third eye, is don't just believe everything you see on the news. Don't even watch the news. Like, I don't. Do it if you want. Look, don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Know for yourself. That's why in ancient Kemet or Egypt, on every temple it said, know thyself. Slow motion this side. You see, we've been lied to from childhood. They told you the world was like this. And as you grew up, you're like, they lied to me. It's totally not like that. Don't worry about it. Okay, so the third eye is where you are starting to question the 3D. You are now moving out of the 3D into the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension, eighth dimension, ninth dimension, tenth dimension. You're moving up dimensions, baby. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay? It is all about intuition. It is about inner knowing, where you have this beautiful intuition. Do you ever sense what people are going to say before they say it? Can you feel someone's energy? Okay? That's your third eye. Now, what blocks the third eye when you are stuck in the matrix? When you believe everything they tell you about history? Okay? That's why it's called his story. They just made it up. Right? The third eye is also blocked when you're just watching television 24/7. When you're just drinking a lot of water with fluoride, right? That actually calcifies. It calcifies the pineal gland. You start decalcifying the pineal gland when you are, what? Removing fluoride out of the water. Now, check this out. I've realized that when we talk of the third eye, what really can open it and how to really balance your third eye is to be open to new ideas, okay? Now, you can go overboard, right? That's where you start getting paranoid and think the cat down the road really runs the whole entire planet. No, it doesn't. It's just here for the ride, okay? But the power of the third eye, and that's why if you learn how to open your third eye, you're not even on Earth anymore. Because the third eye element, we're talking about air. You're just like, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Okay, you're not on the earthly plane anymore. You're in that transcendental state. You're out of space with the stars, baby. Okay? So, it is a super, super powerful chakra. Okay? And what instrument is the third eye connected to? Woodwinds. We're talking about the bansuri, which is the Indian flute. The Indian flute, okay, is fantastic. Wind instruments will help you activate, open your third eye, and also balance it out. Woo! And what is the seventh chakra, this major energy center? We are talking about the Sahasrara, okay? That is the seventh chakra, the crown chakra connected to the pineal gland. Its stones are amethysts, diamonds. Got diamonds? We got a lot of diamonds. Clear quartz, okay? Those are its stones. Okay? What is its color? Violet. This is the last major energy center. Now, ancient sages and great mystics realize that if you learn how to open your crown chakra, you now become unified with everything around you. There is no separation. In essence, there is no ego. Slow motion this side. It is the oneness that everything is connected. Okay, so how did I open my Sahasrara, my crown chakra? I started to realize this, that it is connected to the pineal gland, okay, which produces melatonin, which gives us out-of-body experiences, which really connects us to our true spiritual self. It connects us to the spirit realm, okay? And I learned that you really gotta be in the clouds, okay? You gotta learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. You gotta learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. And that means sometimes just going into the mountains, okay? Jumping into the ocean, right? Getting that beautiful salt bath, or even buying pink Himalayan sea salt and having a beautiful salt bath, baby. Okay, and what about 7-Day Vegan Challenge? What foods are associated with the crown chakra? Now, this is where, once again, you're not really in the 3D. You're on another plane, right? Like you just missed your flight. You like that little rap there, right? You're on another plane like you just missed your flight. Think about it. Look, so water, sunlight, ether. That is the element. Okay, ether is the realm beyond this dimension. Ether. Nas had a song called Ether. Okay, ether, you are no longer this body. You are like in your Makaba, this spiritual spaceship, like traveling through galaxies, and it's like astro traveling, like lucid dreaming, all kinds of amazing stuff, baby. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay, so breatharians exist. These are people who just live off air. Okay, so when you are breathing in that good ass prana, baby, that is the food of the crown chakra. You don't even need to eat anymore. Okay, you're drinking water though, because it's hot out here, 100 degrees or something, right? And sunlight, once again, sunlight is activating the pineal gland. We say the children of the sun, going back to ancient Egypt. You know who you are. That's how to open the crown chakra. Now, what blocks the crown chakra? When you don't want to leave planet Earth, you are so worldly and so materialistic. The crown chakra is all about seeing that materialism has its place, but you're just transcending that because you are all about discovering the truth of everything, that once again, before matter, there was spirit. Let me repeat that. Before matter, there was spirit. Before the seen, there was the unseen. Slow motion this side. And its instrument, we're talking about bells. Okay, I have a lot of 4-3. I have a lot of 432 hertz music, and it's a lot of bells, and that is the perfect instrument to really open your crown chakra. And to really balance the crown chakra, I'm listening to a lot of bells every single day. I wake up with bells, like, it's so peaceful right now. But also, once again, meditating. Meditation really will help you open your crown chakra, okay? You block your crown chakra when you're just like not meditating, not really reconnecting back to the truth of who you are. You open it when you're just like, I'm so spaced out, dude. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? The crown chakra is integrating all the chakras. Just remind yourself that every single chakra has its place in the human body. And see the chakras in your body as lights, okay? And each light has to be lit, okay? So as one light opens, you go to the next light, it turns on, and then the next one, and then all of a sudden you're like Christmas tree, right? Look, every chakra is important. You got to learn that by opening every chakra, you now can be in that transcendental state. And the crown chakra actually integrates all the chakras together, okay? But you can't open the crown chakra if you don't open the root chakra first, okay? So there you have it. We are out here. Let me say it again. Feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? That's the throat chakra. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. That's the crown chakra. And always question everything. That's the third eye chakra. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You!
Royalty, royalty, royalty to you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. And today, guys, we're going to talk about Motivational Classroom, the Goddess California, right? The Goddess Cali, California. I didn't want to say Cali because we didn't want to get her mixed up with Kali Ma. Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. I want to give a disclaimer before I bring in this lecture, because we're going to just talk about the Goddess California just a little bit. Brother Rashad Jamal, many of you know him in the community. He's going through a lot, you know, but here's the thing about the brother that's speaking. Whatever the intentions are within the Earth Simulator, you know, the Earth Plane, the Earth Ring, you know, all this stuff, I'll explain to you later. Well, he got locked up for child molestation, like the shit that they do in a brotherhood and secrets, you know, child porn, molestation, you know, the stuff that you have to do with the order, you know, he got locked up for that. Whether he's guilty or not, but, you know, the thing about it is when you sell any parts of your soul, you know what I'm saying, for financial gain and clout, you know, when you are, where I was getting at was, this life is free reign. You know what I'm saying? You get to do whatever you want to do. Do that. You know, as I always say, it's very important to know who's who. There's no judgment. Heart is light as a feather. Whatever that brother do is whatever he do. What I do is the message. You know, it's not about the message. It's about the message. Really, guys, do we really pay attention to that? False knowledge can be the most dangerous, you know what I'm saying? And here's the tricky thing about that is because he can sway the people to believe a certain thing, you know, he can kind of wheel you in, and then he can, you know, kind of, once he got you in, you know, this is what a pimp does. He can sway you however, now that he got your mind, you know what I'm saying? He can sway you however he want to sway you. But this is why it's most important to know thyself, you guys, because nobody would be able to penetrate and pierce your aura in any kind of way. You'll be able to know what to decode, what to take, what to leave, you know. So anyway, this brother, I still respect this brother through it all, you know what I'm saying, because there were some of his teachings that were on point, like this one, okay? Yes. So we're going to go ahead and hop into this, guys, and then we'll be back to discuss and close out the podcast. Thank you.
Let this information spread far and wide. successes should be. So, yeah. Damn, man, I didn't even want to have a peach today, y'all. You know? How many of y'all knew? How many of y'all knew that? How many of y'all knew that California was named after a black goddess? Because when we look it up, you don't really see that many YouTube videos about Queen Khalifa.
That's her name, Queen Khalifa. There we go.
Some say Khalifa. Some say Khalifa. Alright? But you don't see that many YouTube videos about her. And it's definitely not in our textbooks. And I mean, when I was in school, that shit wasn't in the textbooks. And I'm pretty sure it's not in the textbooks now. I highly doubt that they putting that shit in the book. They're not doing that. You feel me? And we homeschool our kids, so we don't read no textbooks. They get homeschooled over here. They get all the real math and the real history they need right here. Because America with 3 Ks ain't going to do it. You lied to us. You lied to my mom.
Khalifa, yeah.
You lied to my grandmama.
I need to change
my title. Hell, you lied to my great-great-great-grandmama. You know, they found us into slavery in 1863.
See, I don't like, you know
I'm
what.
I'll tell y'all about that. The Emancipation Proclamation meant to emancipate means to free from your hand, not your control. So we were never slaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's another lie. All right, it's coming to light that we were never slaves. And the few of us would end up being slaves as prisoners of war. But then the Emancipation Proclamation actually signed up into slavery. Okay? It signed all your color folk, your black folks, your Latino folks to today into slavery. Because before they signed that, we was black Indians, colored people, Negroes, right? And that was as we got close to being signed in. Before we got to that phase, we was Choctaw, Cherokee, Seneca, Seminole, Navajo, Apache, Sioux, Illinois Confederacy, Aztecs, you know, Mayans, Incas, Mandingo, Ashanti, Zulu, Yoruba, and on and on and on. And then before that, we was Mississippi. And then before that, we were Egyptians. And before that, we were Atlanteans. So we have went through a million different names as we have fell from frequency. Because remember, y'all, we was in the 33rd dimension. And during this war, we didn't fall in frequency. All the way down to 3D. Alright? That's how we got to 3D, the third dimension. Alright? Did everybody know that we, it's known fact, we broke away from 3D. We out of 3D completely. You got a few people that still left there, though. And these are all the people you see running to go get vaccinated. They get their boosters. You know, like they college. They need boosters now. In college, they get little booster chairs. You know, booster chairs you put them in. They want to eat at the table. You're getting all type of mac and cheese on the side of their face. You know what I'm saying? That's how they treating adults out here. Full grown adults. Little niggas go get some boosters. Hey, little niggas out there go get some boosters. Grown as hell, got y'all grown out and getting booster shots.
Uh-huh.
Should be apologies. All right. But we've been falling in frequency. So we've been falling, tumbling down. I gave a lecture on my website about the Egyptians and the truth about the Egyptians.
Oh.
And I just kind of put out there my website. We was in class on my website. It was Friday night. That was Friday night. Or Thursday night. One of them. But when he's on the website, I don't keep up with dates. I really don't. That's why I don't know what it was. We was on the website, and I was talking about the truth about the Egyptians, and it kind of played into that. And I told them on the website, so I said, this one kind of played into the lecture on Sunday on YouTube. But the Egyptians If you ain't seen my lecture on the truth about the Egyptians yet, go watch it on my website, www.theuci.online. There's like a spoiler alert, but you can never really spoil information. But just a quick synopsis of what I was saying, the Egyptians represented a tribe. They got us thinking that the Egyptians was a moment in time, okay? And the reason they do that is to throw you completely off from the fact that they ain't been here that long, all right? The reason you can go back and they can dig up the mummies, it's not because they were wrapped so good that they preserved their bodies for hundreds of thousands of years. It's that these niggas just left the avatar a couple hundred years ago. They just landed here in 1492. So everything that they have done, they accomplished from their year of 1492, which is when they landed, on up to now. So the Egyptians was not some far away civilization, 600 BCE, because we know BCE is before Christ entered, right? Right? And AD is supposed to be like after death, right? But we know Christ never existed, so we can remove all that BC and AD shit out the history books now, right? All that 6,000 BC, he was never here. So y'all gonna have to come with something new now. Y'all gonna have to formulate a new lie for us to gather around. And we're not gathering around no more lies. That's why we gather here. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know, you might not agree with everything I'm saying, but the truth hurts. So a lot of shit, it might hurt when I say it, so you might not want to agree with it. Some shit be so deep, you're like, man, it can't be real, because you think I'm lying. I'm just going to give it to you like it is. We can't say AD after death. Only time we say AD now is Aunt Days. Other than that, we ain't AD after death, because you can't even show us when Jesus Christ was buried at. So we not accepting that no more. Better yet, you can't show us where none of the motherfuckers in the Bible were buried at. None of them. None of them niggas got a tombstone. So y'all can keep those lies over there. All right? So these Egyptian artifacts that they like to dig up and hide, it's because the Egyptians was a tribe. And they were in existence at the same time as the Cherokee. And you had all that going on at the same time. The war the Egyptians had between the Egyptians and the Persians, the Persians were led by Artaxerxes. Right? Artaxerxes was a real king in Persia. You know, the Persians were what? Human beings. The Egyptians were gods. The Persians were human beings. The Spartans were gods. The Athenians were human beings. Okay, I repeat. The Egyptians were gods. Us, Nefertiti, Cleopatra, goddesses. That matter of fact, Cleopatra was the last pharaoh of Egypt. Black woman. Goddess. Goddess. King Tut. One of the most famous pharaohs. Black man. Young black god. Kemet was before Egypt. Kemet was Egypt in a higher state. When we were Egyptians, we were vibrating at 13, 14, 15, 16 dimensions. We stood 15 to 19 feet tall at that time. That's why when you go look at any ancient artifacts over in ancient Egypt, you see these big ass. Just pull it up. Right? When you go pull up Egyptian pyramids, right, and Egyptian temples, thank you, babe. Mm-hmm. You wrote that mighty quick. Well, when you go pull up the Egyptian artifacts, pull it up. Let me pull it up for y'all. I want y'all to see some things. I want y'all to see some things. Okay. Do you see how big these statues are? Look how tall they are, and look how big the statues are. You see it? Look how big the statues are. They say massive ancient Egyptian statues and columns. Okay? Look how big the statues are, and look how small they are. Now, why do you think they made the statues that big? Because that's how big they were. So that's exactly the size that they were when they made them statues. They wasn't no little people making no big-ass statues. All right? This was their exact. This is they hiding from you, though. All right? They hide the truth in plain sight. This 13D. 13, 14, 15, 16 dimension. That's the size we were. And we built these statues to show that. I mean, look, truth hidden in plain sight, really. Look, we was huge. We was huge. All right? And we were even bigger than it. But, you see, those were the actual sizes that we were at the time. This is why those statues are sitting there that size. That was the actual size we were at that time. And we were bigger than that. You see the regular human beings? Look how big we were. That was at 13, 14, 15, 16 dimension level. That's the vibration we were on the planet. They even knocked a lot of these statues down trying to hide shit, but they couldn't. But we built little statues and stuff like that. All right? Okay, now when you're talking about ancient Egypt, the real Egypt is in North America. This Egypt that they're showing us right here, when they show you these pyramids and all that, that's not even ancient Egypt. That's the actual place that they have just built a replica of the things we had. As far as the pyramids that's there, those are pyramids from our ancient pyramids, but those are pyramids they've been there. We have pyramids everywhere. It's pyramids all and every, listen, it's pyramids in every fucking state in North America. They got us believing, they got you believing that it's only pyramids in Egypt. And it's a few in Mexico. And they'll talk about the few in South America. Boy, it's more pyramids. It's more pyramids. Hear me clearly. There's more pyramids in North America than anywhere else within inside this Iceland that we call Atlantis, that they call the world. All right? Because they got you believing that we live on seven different continents that's separated by water. We live on one landmass, and all the fucking so-called continents are connected to each other. North America is actually North Africa. South America is actually South Africa. And South America is actually Central America. I'll repeat. All the land is connected. Africa is at the bottom. You got South Africa, and then that little line in between South America and North America, they call that Central America. Well, that little land mass right there, all right, that would be where South America and Mexico is at. And the whole United States, that's North Africa. Ancient Egypt was located around the Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana area. I'll get deeper into that in my lecture next week about the Mississippis. Oh, this is connected. And Egypt connects to Queen Khalifa. That's why we talk about Egypt right now. This whole time period. I repeat. And I got my own maps coming. I'm divinely protected, so the ancestors are going to let me do it. But y'all need to really see the map. Africa is at the bottom. You got South Africa, and then you got North Africa. What they showing you on the map, which appears to be South America connected to North America through Central America, is actually how North Africa and South Africa look. On top of South Africa, I mean, on top of North Africa, the land where they showing you is Canada on the map. Right above you, that leads all into Europe. That's when you get into, like, the Italy's and all of that. And then on another side of the land, you have what they call Canada. So they completely mixed everything around. This is why in North America, they hid it. The only thing left to remind you that all this is Africa is the Mississippi River. Because the Mississippi River is the one thing they couldn't hide. All right? The Mississippi River is actually the Nile River. And the Nile River runs very far. That's why when you go read stories of ancient Egypt, they talk to you about Egypt was a beautiful city that sat right off the Nile River. And there was another beautiful city not that far from Egypt that sat right off the Nile River, too, and it was called Memphis. I repeat, it was another ancient city. Beautiful city that was not that far from Egypt. Egypt was a beautiful city that set off the Nile River. There's another beautiful city not that far from Egypt that set off the Nile River too, and it was called Memphis. Now over here in America, look at what Memphis sits at. It sits right off the Mississippi River, don't it? If you go look at a map, look at the way the Nile River runs. Now go look at the way the Mississippi River runs. Go look at the way the land is shaped on the map in Egypt where they're showing you how the Nile River runs. Now, go look at a map of North America and look at, like, the Chicago area, Wisconsin area, and the Mississippi River. You're going to see the same land. You're going to see the same little body of water, water gap. You see what I'm saying? Oh, okay, right. That's the Midwest. That's around them states, and then that lead down to that. And that, oh, okay, that drop down there. Oh, okay, cool. That makes sense. I see how they hit it. I'm giving y'all divine cosmic intel right now. Feel me? Like they'll never show you this, man. You know how dangerous this is what I'm telling y'all right now. I already think y'all know what I'm telling y'all. You feel me? Go look up the longest river in any salt, like any regular river that's running and flowing. They gonna say the Nile is one of the longest rivers in the world. Now go look up the Mississippi River and see if it's not also one of the longest rivers in the world. Now study the Mississippi River. Don't just look it up. Go look into how it flows. Go look into how the stream runs. Now go look at the Nile River. You gonna see. That's without me getting the map. I got maps getting made. You know what I'm saying? Got a book coming out. But I'm saying it slow like that for y'all to really grasp it. You feel me? Go look at these things that you never paid attention to. Before I even drop the map, you're going to be able to see it your damn study. Well, oh, shit, man. The only thing that does not They hid Egypt right amongst us. Now, look, let me take you deeper. You can say it's North Africa. You can say North America is really North Africa. Well, let me take you deeper, though. We know that Africa was named after Scipio Africanus. Right? Who was a European conquistador that went to war with one of our greatest warriors, Hannibal. But they don't show you Hannibal ever as being a black guy. They always show Hannibal as a white person. They don't tell you the truth about Scipio Africanus or Hannibal and what really happened in Carthage with the Phoenicians. See, they come up with all these titles to throw you away, because before it was Africa, right? All North America was considered Egypt. That's what I'm saying. Let me take you deeper. All the others considered Egypt. Now, think about what California is located in. You can understand why they would like to call her queen Khalifa or Calafia, either or. Either or. Those names are close to what you would think Arabic or Egypt, right? Queen Calafia. You're going to think Egypt. You're going to think to that moment in time, especially if she's a black goddess. But you got to understand that's all you got to understand in Egypt. The Egyptians were a tribe. One of the biggest lies they told was that the Egyptians was an advanced civilization that existed hundreds of thousands of years ago. So this is how they were able to hide more of our power from us. Because if I tell you the Egyptians existed 6,000 BC, that's like hundreds of thousands of years ago, you can't see it. But if I say, hey, what if I told you the Egyptians existed in the 1600s, 1700s, all up to 1776?
Yesterday.
The USA started. It's formed.
It happened yesterday.
The Declaration of Independence, which was written up by who? Who wrote the Constitution, y'all? The Moors.
All right, y'all, let's go ahead and stop right there because I want to leave the last hour for us to chat, you know. So I'm going to post the lecture inside of the show notes, guys. You guys can go back and listen to that, but we need time to chat as well. All right, guys, we're coming in.
A child is not responsible for what it does. The child of God, but the Son of God is, takes full responsibility for his and her destiny, and is equipped spiritually and knowledgeably with the tools for success. The deterrent to success is ignorance. The tool of death is ignorance. It is not the white man. Even for the culprit that lays wait in the dark, it is still ignorance that leads you to where he is. He's waiting. You're in motion. Why would you go where danger is? The wise man is where danger is not. Knowledge. You are to be guided. That's your light. A lamp unto thy feet. Let me show you something about this very unusual word. Come on in, Maggie, and have a seat. That's what Psalms means. Why it's called the Book of Psalms, Book of Lamps, the Book of Light. The light is not just a shining thing, it is also knowledge. One is guided by a light, one is guided by knowledge. Accurate knowledge is likened unto that of a light. So it is important to be knowledgeable. Hey, how you doing? Good. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thanks for catching me. It's your style. How should I have spelled it? Okay. P-A-P-S. Okay. A-L-M-S. Psalms. Okay. Very good. Thank you. But in anagrammatic writing, this is what this word means, and why, even including myself, I wondered what this word meant and why it was spelled so peculiarly, because it didn't make any sense, as many of the code inscribed does not make much sense until you get the key to the code, and the center of the code of knowledge itself. Naim Akbar said that God is a man, that's right. But the universe is not. So that will keep you humble. You may be God, but you're not the universe. You're not infinity. So you're not responsible for all the problems and the troubles, and don't carry the burden of black folks on your shoulder. It will wear you all the way out, and you will get absolutely nothing done. Find out what you came here to do. Mm. You get that done. Then you go on. You can't solve the world's problems. Good and evil will be battling for him. Mm. It is the law as well.
You know, I am coming more into that, you know, like focusing. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry so much, you know, on what the outside world is doing. You know what I'm saying? But I have to wheel myself back in moment at a time because while I'm up here, you know, fighting and worried and worried, you know, I am always taking myself off of my own key. You know what I mean? Like self-sabotage and self, but it's okay. It is okay. Okay, guys, because I say this because there is no right or wrong way, or there is no, you know, first place. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever your journey is, look, I think we can end with that. No, I'm just kidding. But whatever your journey is, you know what I'm saying? We have to, because I always say, guys, this thing that we call life, always do it your way. You know what I'm saying? Just always just make the best of it. And, you know that, you know, sometimes you got to fuck up on purpose
you know what I'm saying, in order to grow on purpose, you know? All right, guys, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Eternal Royalty to you. Royalty, I think you're muted. Yep, your mic is on, but we cannot hear you. There, peace, royalty. This podcast is going to get done.
Greetings.
We here.
What's up, bro? Damn, hard working.
man, you know, we're going to get it done. Regardless, we're going to push through. We're going to get it done. We here. All right?
From cut in the hand to, like, stabbed in the finger to car hit you.
Man.
Accident. The near-death situation. We here, bro. Long breakdown. Can't talk to you for a minute. We're still alive. We're here.
And long as we can breathe.
There you go.
Long as we got breath, we will get it.
That's the holy breath in it.
All right.
So we got a lot to talk about, bro. You broke down a lot of stuff out there, man. I don't even know where to start at.
Yeah.
There's a lot to go with.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead. First off, with the goddess California Khalifa, you know, like, what are the origins in that, and also the many more that, you know, surround it?
Okay. Now we're going to go with the island. So we know is paradise and paradise. The dice represented like the eyes, snake eyes. So we use snake eyes. We use the actual snakes to illustrate in a totem concept. Now, right now, that had me just even thought just now on Epiphany. If we were to think about what is the totem, how the totems really work. So California, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had to look up California totem. Just to see what they, you know what I mean, what might be something that we might not be seeing. So they got, lo and behold, they got a bird sitting at the top, right? Peace, greetings, how you feeling? If you look at the, I just pointed a movie out, and it's a series. And it goes into learning about Maya and the three. Now, the totem that I just looked up for California, it showed me the same bird that they got in Maya and the three. I'm like, yo, what is going on? So how do we get stuff before we even get it, right? You were saying earlier about how do we work on the outside, you know, because some people don't want you to work on anything that's messing you up, right? Because that would be like you'll be winning. So if anything, I got to put you in some kind of state of distraction so that you will never want to get yourself. But if you find out what's closer to you is just as like as what's farther away from you, you probably start working on what's closer to you before you get on way out there in the further area and try to, work on that. We call it the mirage. You know, you look and you start to see something that looks like it's something familiar, and then you get closer. As you get close to it, when you get that close, it is not what it appeared to be. You might even thought water was on the ground because you saw it, you know, further away. But when you walk closer, there won't no water on the ground. You're like, what the? I thought I saw water between here and there. Wait a minute. So now that I'm in the nowness, it's showing something different from even how you pictured it. This is that same way with the island. You know, we thought this was connected to us as a paradise. And it is considered a paradise. Of course, when you look at Wonder Woman, you really see the story. Check out Wonder Woman, those who don't know about Wonder Woman. It's a good comic book, but, you know, us as this generation knew it as the comic book. The generation before me, they know it as the movie. So there's generations of where the unfolding starts to tip itself, and the story is no longer a story. It was about a legend. It was about a legend of Nzinga. It was about a legend of Queen Tai. It's about the legend of Cleopatra. The Cleopatra, well, not the Ra, but the Ra, Cleopatra. Now, Cleo represents a Leo with a C. See, anytime you put a C on it, it's really not a C in the first place. It's a K. So when we say California, Kali is with a K. So you say Ka, Ka. It's a Hebrew concept. And you look at the Hebrew concept, because, of course, they try to make it proto-Albanian. You're like, wait a minute, who's proto-Albanian? Somebody got to come first. Okay, all right. But it might be in reverse. So we got the Hebrew word ka, meaning the body that is to survive after death. So what in the world, why would you call California a part of energy that survives after death as a concept? That's just a name you put on the state. That's not even the thought of how is a state the thought. We're all a different status. But if you look at the status of ourselves, there's a golden ratio that does not change no matter what. Your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth got rhythms to talk to other people without you even opening your mouth to say anything. That's kind of deep. That's called the golden ratio to the golden ratio. Yeah, you can't escape that. They'd be like, where are you from? And there is that, uh-oh, here we go with the distances. And we got to see what kind of mirage is in between so I can put this mirror effect and then be like, you don't sound like that, but you look like this. Okay, wait a minute. Now you're starting to show me some stuff that I don't even know about my own self. Know thyself. How much do we really see of ourselves going further back that we could see ourselves way back to even when we time travel? We probably time travel from this place that we just now taking a tour in. And you're like, I don't know why I came back here for some reason. Because you've been here before. You just didn't know that. They say 64.4 billion years is stored in your melanin. Yes, what's beyond that? You say deja vu because that's a French terminology. But it could go through a cyclic cycle constantly that you done seen it more than five times. You just happen to call it. Don't want to limitize yourself now. You unlimited. That's why 64.4 billion years is stored in your melanin. Your melatonin, that is. See, now, if you don't have enough melatonin to your melanin, this is why it ain't working for you. This is why you start to feel like a surrogate, and you ain't a part of what society's still showing and offering, because it's still an off on something. It's an offering. But really, it's the honoring that we just didn't see, because there is a dishonoring to how we even got to be who we actually are right now. From Kali saying Ma. Ma being the mother energy of Mother Nature, Mother Nature. So you don't sit down long enough, like the brother said, you got to actually get in tune with your chakras, your shakti. You call it shakti because it's feminine being dramatized to the dharma that we go through of karma. We got karmic debt to pay up, and a lot of us got it. We don't think we don't got it because we say, all right, I don't got it. Well, all right, think that you're healthy this whole time and not get sick. See what happens. When that sickness kick in, they're saying your chakra is blocked. That's why the sickness kicking in. It might be from your nose, might be from your stomach, might be from your in your feet. These are still certain levels to your shakti, to your dramas, to your dharmas. And until you see them, it's like you're ignoring them. And then after a while, it starts to ignore you. And then you say, oh, shoot, I got an issue here because you've been ignoring your body. Now your body say, oh, you want to ignore me? I got something for you. Sit there if you want to. You got three times your eight. Of yourself. Three times your eight of yourself. By the time you're 24, you should know better. But if you don't know better, you're going to find out in the next three times your eight yourself again. Because then you're going to say, oh, shoot, what? How come I ain't doing the things I used to do 20 years? Because you don't do the same things you used to do 20 years back. Now, however, there's still this soul that's connected to all that you used to do. So now you see how you've changed. That's why they say, oh, you have changed. Because they don't see that you could be now new you. But you a new you. How do you become a new you? From how you shed, too. If you don't shed, then that's your tool that's being used like a weapon or a toy. People start to use it better than you when you walk around. You wonder, how are people using me like that? Because you don't know how to use yourself. You don't know how to be useful. You're thinking useless is useless. And now you abuse yourself like an ab would use yourself. But an A with a B is just the A connected to the B being a bull. See, you took the A out, thinking that the B is supposed to be important. But the A is the same thing as the B. That's why we have separation in everything we do. We feel like my stuff is more important than yours. I got to do this day thing while you go do this day thing. But then this night and the day thing supposed to match up somewhere. Oh, that's right. You've forgotten. We're going through two moon cycles and two sun cycles. And we don't catch on to that. Yeah, they explain through a lot of lectures or people that has that higher principle for you. But we look at it as information, not our culture. That's why we have an issue. Well, even right now, some of us might be thinking I'm being arrogant because I'm speaking this way. And it's not because I'm speaking this way. It's because I know it now. I finally know it. I'm finally like, yes, I can tell them. And then they say, oh, let's put some ignorance in everybody so that even when you do know it, they still ain't going to get it because they're going to say, oh, I don't like how he's talking. Oh, I don't like what he's saying. I don't like him because he's a man. I don't like him because he's melanated. There's going to be so many things that's going to block the chakras that we were talking about because it's in our food and our habits we were already into. And now it's so much that even looking at somebody getting killed right there in front of us is a good thing. Supposed to do that. We don't. We're not even realizing when we get into wanting to do stuff for ourselves that we blocking somebody else to do it for ourselves, that they don't even see that. And then when you bring them in, I mean, when they bring you in, they start to see you then, and they say, wait a minute, you just came here for your own ambition. I don't like hanging around you because this is why people don't work with each other. This is why you see functions don't work, because we're into separating like how they did this actual island, this California island, that made it like it was separated for so long. Then they wanted to accept it, but they wanted to take over it to accept it. There's a bunch of women over there. What are all y'all women doing over there being able to do so much without men? You need men over there. And sure, they're Wonder Woman. I'm telling you, man, this is something deep that I said, wow, I'm looking at this over and over and over again from She-Hulk that they made the Hulk. They didn't make her She-Hulk. They made it the Hulk before they even made She-Hulk. And still She-Hulk ain't out. I still don't see it. I see it as a cartoon. But even then, I ain't going to give it no play. No. If a mother saw her child was even about to die in front of her, you think she ain't going to come into a She-Hulk? That's what happened, 1972. But this is real document that they made a movie and cartoon and comic books after that everybody overlooked. So when we talk about goddesses, oh, they definitely going to be overlooking that. They got statues showing that. Then they say, whoa. Let no other god come before me, because God is a jealous God. Now, how did God all of a sudden become a jealous? Oh, because God's taking it personal now. I only want one statue, and that's going to be me. But now the God's image is fundamental. It's always been fundamental. Look at it. Anytime it's described, it sounds like it's somebody's culture they're describing, because that's what's being described of it. See, we got descriptions. We've always had descriptions. Even this so-called doctor giving you prescriptions, but it ain't the right script for you. See, your melanin is overtained by that eumelanin, that pheomelanin and eumelanin. See, you got eumelanin. But if you ain't dealing with your eumelanin, you're dealing with a lot of pheomelanin. And when that pheomelanin gets into a pale melanin, then you become a Moses that's put his hand in his shirt and then came out and look at his body and now it's leprosy. That's where all this dis to the ease come from. We're dis-easing ourselves. And this is why they wanted to separate from the whole world as being California, not connected to the islands of here, of Central or North America, or whatever you want to call this, Africa, or Asia, or the motherland. This has all been one, Pangea. But because we decided to help these other people who decided to keep it separated, we talk like this since the census. When the census came out, Benjamin Banneker was showing how we're in one way, they separated again, figured another way out. That's why he was going to go into the Constitution by our Iroquois Nation and by our four other brackets of our indigenous people. But when we see that when they became nations, wanting to separate from those who were going to say, I'm going to go this way anyway, well, if you're going to go this way, let us at least have a framework to work with. But instead, to have it as a flat platform, they wanted to change it to a deform. We talking about freedom proclamation. No. It was emancipation freedom. We had to proclaim nothing. But if you're proclaiming something, that means you don't know it yet. So that's why people start saying, "Well, I'm going to be the Ta-Nehisi. Oh, I'm going to be the Pueblo. Oh, I'm going to be you coming up with these names that weren't names before." Adam named everything. At the same time, we don't see Adam as A-T-U-M. That's the deity in it. And it's also in reverse, M-U-T-A, Muta. So when people use the Mut, the mother, that deity, they changed up a lot of stuff. And now it looks like everything. But we don't know it as everything. So we look at it as separated things, like Florida. Where you get the word flora from? Flora means flowers. But Ida is a Greek terminology. Ida or Ida, that's a Greek, that's a goddess, Greek goddess. See, they put names on your stuff. I don't know. Should you get mad? I'm getting a little amped myself. But should you get mad? It is your stuff. I'm just saying. They tell you vandalism when they start writing on stuff, right? Or when you start writing on stuff. Oh, that's vandalism. Hold on. Wait a minute. Is it vandalism? Is it mine before it became yours? Then it might not be vandalism. Now they're looking at you like, damn, how do you know that? Yeah. You're the foreigner. We've been paying attention to foreign things, and we think of more foreign things than us. When do we step back in our own light to see that even in the darkness you still light? That's why they called you a knight in the first place. You just had a K on it, not just the N-I-G-H-T. Because, see, they made N-I-G, but it's Niger. Niger, not nigger. See, there's a whole different pronunciation in that. So when I say with the your R sound, R is flat. That's why we don't feel like we know ourselves. I can talk to a couple of brothers. I just did this last night. Out there, it's on Facebook. You can look at it. I said, bro, roll your tongue. Go to do that. He was like, nah, you ain't going to get me to do that. I said, why? He's like, nah, I just can't. I don't know how. I've been trying to do it. Bro, you need to practice that because this is where your language is flat at. They done got us not to have power even in the tongue of our own mouth. That is called the pituitary gland. And we won't know that until we start looking at certain things. That's what we call anatomy in the body. But yet, when you look at the body, this is going to let you know it's Latin words. Same thing as what we got for California. That's Latin. Yeah, and Nia. Come on. The word is there in front of us. When we talk about Kali, you're talking about spirit. So when we talk about how do we become ourselves, just like the dolphins, Delfina, they made words out of Safina, Sarah Bartman. They made the zoo out of our feminine energy, put her in a zoo or a carnival, a festival, and then had us eat her so that we would be all right with what we're doing. At the same time, give it to our children. And then at the same time, give it to our dogs. So now the dogs and the cats won't know any difference. See, they want us to be so much not us that we are even now not us. Look how many people are savages. Look at all the savagery that goes on. You can put on just one natural tune that they like listening to, and you'll see unnaturally something coming out. I done seen little children dancing for grown men now. That's scary, bro. I'm not having my daughter do that. I'm not. I don't want to see her doing that. I don't want to see any grown men around my woman, my little daughter doing that, because that's just letting me know that they like perversion and they like being pedophilia. So it wouldn't make a difference. I know Elijah Muhammad and other people started that. I get it. However, we don't got to continue that. If something don't won't right in the beginning, maybe you shouldn't carry that. Because maybe that's not for you to do that. And I get it because there was a lot of women on that island. We had to get them all, like Pokemon. I get it. Final Frontier. Why they put Captain Kirk to go to California? The same Captain Kirk they put in a Star Trek movie, they're going to use that actor and put him going into the area of Utopia where these women, all these women from the Amazon, supposed to be at where no man has been before. Come on. This is not a trick. It's like, I see how you want to put the spell back in front of us. However, do we see the spell? See, you got the head and you got the tail of it. But who's in the middle of all of this? You know, the child got to see it all. If not, it's not them. They don't see themselves. Images is your lightness, right? But if you don't see no image, where's your lightness is at? Okay, go and keep eating out that gerber jar. thinking that you want to be that baby on the front. Because that's what's happening. I know I was a little fat, chubby little child myself. I didn't even know. High blood pressure at 16, though. That's what wakes you up. Oh, man, I like Wonder Woman. But I didn't know that she was part of California. I didn't know they were playing the Amazon woman. I didn't know she was part of the Dahomey tribe. I didn't know that they were going to even put Black Panthers up and then put the Dahomeys right next to Black Panther. You got your conversation constantly talked, shown, thrown in your face. But if you don't see it, it's just going to be information. Yet it's culture, your own culture, in so many other different ways. You might not even see it. That's why Aztec is A to Z technology. So we in A to Z technology. We use A to Z as alphabets. We do it for a 26 equal 2 plus 6 is 8 energy. 2 being a Taurus energy, 6 being a Virgo energy. Both of them earth signs. So we are double earth of energy right now, learning Capricorn, right, being the highest of its 10 connections. Why do I go from 2 to 6 and then together is 8, but missing 2 more is 10? We are missing our twin self as we tune ourselves. We thought it was Gemini. No, no, no. Gemini is 3, not 2. See, Gemini represents Trinity, not 2, duality. But since we've been talking this way, it's been Janus Aries, where your twin was starting at right there, that they use as the Gemini comedy and drama, the Dionysus. And then we got February. That's why when you march in, you don't feel nothing. You got the Mars energy already set up, the Uranus energy. Uranus in it, but it's with January's energy, not seeing it all. So by the time we get into this Pluto once in a lifetime, here it comes. Oh, you lost it. You didn't see what you was looking at. He ain't know what he was looking. He didn't see the shape. He got out of shape. He don't even know shape. He's shapeless. These shapes become another shape after a while. You can stay in your square, but what if the square turns into a rhomboid? You might have an issue with a square now. So you got to learn how to shape, even reshape yourself. Even when you feel like that shape ain't you, see another shape out of yourself. You know what I mean? Don't look at what this body you got right here. This is good. I'm good. I ain't got to do nothing else. Are you serious? You're conditioning yourself every day that you lay back down to get smaller in your body. That's why it's called shrink form. See, you was a giant, and you still could be a giant. Just like he was a dwarf, and he could still be a dwarf. I'm just saying, the mentality is in you to bring into a higher virtue of yourself, not to say you're stuck in one dimension. That's why I went from a comic book that's flat on one dimension to now I could draw it out that people want to do it to now it's actually an action, and now I can make a figure, and now I got an action figure, and people want to see that too. Now I make a movie. See, this is how the projection still keeps going. But if we don't know how to project anything, maybe because we're still in the project of our own self. You got to know that self. Go into Kalima. Look at Mami Wata, M-A-M-I-W-A-T-A. That's why this 13th zodiac was so important for you. This is why the secrets of Sakara, which is Sarah, as in Bartman, the 24-year-old, that ended up having her body cut in parts and sold all across America as museum parts because they wanted all that huge, enormous size legs and femoris energy, F-E meaning iron energy, but it's from the more energy. See, this is how we know that your language is still there for you. Your language is one of the strongest languages, but because you idolize negative energy in it, that's how it don't give no power to you. It's only going to give you by the foundation you give it. So if you think you got no strength, it's only because you're saying it to yourself. Now, I ain't got to sit around you long enough. I just give it to you one time. I ain't even got to say it 2 or 3 more times. That's up to you to take it. There's attraction, right? There's repulsion, and then there's motion. These are your trinity. Everyone has them. So when you think you're running into a leg bar, you are. Might be ready to trick you. Might be. Or you have a choice. Now, you get accepted, not accepted. Wait till later, find out. It was like how you said, deja vu or triple javu, quadruple javu. Is you going to keep on going? You'd be like, dang, when am I going to learn the lesson? When are you going to finally concentrate? When are you going to say, I'm going to do something different than what I keep getting when I heard the lesson? Maybe don't let the actual tree hit you this time. Move to the side. I know last time it hit you when you moved to the right. This time, move to the left. Don't say, oh, well, the tree's going to hit me anyway. Don't look at it like that. If you look at it like that, that's life in front of you, like a failure. If you think of people like that, stop thinking about people like that. You being rude to their energy, and they can pick up on you. They know you. They know when you're thinking less of them. They know when you're thinking greater of them. It's best you just keep a good, open mind. That's what I look at. Keep a good and open mind. Even if you think, oh, I'm better than him, or I'm better than her, or I'm better than this dog that's going past me, I'm better than this bird that's flying above my head. Are you really? You that conceited? You need to stop that. That's why Kali Ma had to have her island separated from us, because we were being like this. And then when you see us, like, what was the movie I saw just yesterday? It was like, it was Gemini Man. And Gemini Man, he was realized he was being a clone. But his attitude was still there. That was the issue. He ran into a Russian. The Russian said, look. Say again?
No, I was just going to say, we think that that was Will's real clone.
Yeah, but it could be like that, though, because the attitude is really the clone of the whole thing. And that's what he ain't realized the whole time. There's a younger one, an even younger one of him. But it was less of the attitude he has when he got older. Then he realized, oh, shoot, he wants these little people that he's making without thought of knowing with the emotion that I now know. See, when you reconcile your thoughts, there's this forgiveness in you. But if you don't have no reconciled thoughts, you'll cut, slash, murder, kill, and it won't be no difference between kill and murder. But if you know the between the two, respect, brother. If you know the difference between the two, you'll see that there's balance in between the kill and the murder. And you'll now reason why you kill and why you murder. Because you say, oh, you 12 seconds off when you had to kill somebody the last time. Well, I got 72. That's the interpretation in there, too. I got 72 interpretations or 72 kills. This is why I need to retire, because I lay down. I see this at night. You don't got to deal with this. See, we don't know about that. All these people who are doing dirt right now, keep doing it. Keep doing it. If that's what you think you're doing, getting away with it, go ahead. Get it all. Get all your toots and whistles off as much as you want. Guarantee it's coming back, though. That's all I'm going to say on that. You can keep on doing what you're drinking, all of that partying. Woo-hoo. Go on, party your life away. I done seen Red Fox, a comedian, doing coke, not saying in my face, but out of another comedian, Della Reese, who speaks on it, he coked up, laughing, saying the same thing he would say on stage. They saw it as nothing. He died right in front of them. Why? Because they thought he was staging it. See, the things that you constantly are doing will catch up to you. So if you're beating up on your little brother, he's going to catch up to you. That's what I saw on Mother's Day. I had to say, little brother, guess what? Your little brother, the one you're beating up on, you think you're cool because you're getting him. You got good punches and everything. You think his punches is weak right now. I said, yeah. But when he get older, he's going to get a little stronger. And the punches that you think is so weak, they're going to be stronger too. And then you're going to be in some trouble because you're creating it. We don't really think about in the long run what kind of, you know, poor thought would this happen if I keep on doing this, indulging into this. I had a brother pull the knife on me. I had a brother pull a gun on me. I had my own father want to take my throat. Now, I done seen all these things, and these are from my brothers, my love brothers, the brothers that love me. And I ain't saying I hate them for that. See, the thing is, the love that you get is different than the love you're given. Of course. Now, how do you keep that? That's where you at. This is where you have to redefine yourself. See, now, they can always walk in your face and smile and act like they could still would do that to you. However, can they still do that to you? The moment you let that happen was the only moment you let that happen, unless you're still allowing it to happen. So this is the bull. This is why we're learning the bull this time, this season right here. This is why you're learning everything becomes a Taurus to yourself. You're in the Taurus. Go on, take a tour, Taurus. And now there's the tear. Now it's tyranny. Who's doing the tyrant kind of thing? See, when you see tears, the tears fall, but it's also about the tear. Is it about you have to be a terrible person? You don't have to be terrible. You know the terrain. You know how to move around. if a person's acting up, you know, you can give them space. Because, see, there is an A before the B. And that ace knows about space. That's why I became an ace in the first place. The ace was before the bull. The aspen before the bull. The axe before the bull. So when you're using the B so much and calling a woman the B so much, this is why you have some issues. It ain't me. It's the universe. It's the assumed energy. So you didn't use A first. You use B. Modifying yourself, telling yourself you're better than everybody else, the B. You know, I'm the best. Yeah, well, who's next to you? Who's helping you out while you're doing all this at your best? Okay, boss. You ain't see boss. You ain't see the cat. You ain't know that was Sekhmet. See, there's things that we have to go deeper in the origin to say, all right, wait a minute. Maybe I'm looking too much at a personal view that I need to step even out of my box so I can see the circle, the triangle. And now how, everything around me, carnal, fixed, mutable, is it workable? Versus just, oh, I see black and white. I don't see nothing else. I see man and woman. I don't see nothing else. No, you got a little blindsided way of thinking. You got only your eyes and not your ears, not your mouth, not your nose working. So when you get them other senses going, like when you get to 42 and go on up in your ages and you see how it works every seven times itself, now you're finally getting it because that was seven times six when you got to 42. See, I ain't even at 49 yet. And I'm still like, woo, this is some real stuff. I got to get this right. I got to be humble. That's just me, though. That's just me. I know everybody got some work to do. And if you ain't working on yourself, well, then this may be why you don't know yourself. And yet you're speaking to everybody. Wonder how that works. You getting pretty far with that? Because, you know, they're going to remind you you don't know yourself. And that's where the issue is going to still rely back at. You're like, dang, that's like I'm looking in the mirror. But it's somebody else saying this to me. Okay, now are you blind? Or can't hear, or can't see, or can't feel. Because your senses are supposed to be open for a reason. The Most High gave you all them senses to apply yourself. That's why California is where it's at right now. They've been putting the whole sand now is desert land now. I had a sister come away from over there. She just said, oh, no, I can't. I've been over here too long. I felt the energy over here. And compared to over there, I feel how the sun is over there compared to over here because you're dealing with two different suns. You're on the other side, you can feel different, two different moons until the switch up. Now you're going to see what's really real. See, we ain't been around each other through the whole season. Might have been with each other just for one season, so we don't know how you are. When it comes down to you ain't had no food, like it's coming right out of the ground, you got to get it from somewhere else, like our Aztec people. We call them Aztec, and some of y'all call them Mexican. See, that's that lower degree you want to call people. And that's why we have issues right now. You don't know your origin. You don't know how we can go back. Yes, I respect to you. To the Dionos people, the Olmecians, the Moors. All this goes further than the names that we've been calling. This is why we don't see our Asiatic people. We think they separated from us. The Filipino. The Filipino is with the letter F or PH. That's why you still got Felipe. This is why you got King Philip. This is why you know Philadelphia. This is why Philadelphia is Petersburg and Pittsburgh. See, they changed the name so you could get more to the diluted frame of it. And now you're good with the diluted frame of it. But since you into the diluted frame of it, you don't know your origin. And now you walk around talking about we got origin. Origin to what? The diluted word? Because in the beginning was the word? No, it was called sound. Sound was before the word. Look it up. It says W-H-I-R-R-E-D. I said, what? The people want to talk about the book of John like they know it. They don't know it. They're regurgitated people speaking regurgitated conversations. And until we do the reference to the research, all you're doing is a research. Until you get the resource from it, it's just research.
Yes. Here's the thing with that, guys. Be careful with the knowledge you get out here because the worst kind of danger is when you get in company with misinformation. You know what I mean? So that's going to be very important, guys. We're gonna have 15 minutes left, guys. So we love y'all. I put the, if you want to know more, guys, do your own research. Don't believe us, guys. Do your own research. You know what I'm saying? Always go within. Know thyself. Like, there's no way that you should be confused or, you know, do it your way. You know what I'm saying? All of this information and research is, I mean, there's a sea in this earth simulation is there's a vast, you know, right at your fingertips, guys. The internet is awesome. You know what I mean? When the internet was reintroduced, okay? So just in the remembrance of knowing thyself, as I always say, guys, do it your way. Do it your way. That's all I got, guys. Please join us tomorrow. We're going to talk. We're going to have more lecture tomorrow. Not more lecture, but more talk time tomorrow because Eternal is very scholarly on the art of martial arts. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into the art of martial arts tomorrow. Is it why the fighting? You know, is fighting truly an art? You know what I mean? So we're going to get into it tomorrow on Spiritual Soul Sunday. I already told them that's all I got. Go ahead and take us out.
All right, so you remember me talking about Gemini Man. Gemini Man was talking to a Russian, and the Russian was basically saying he get to see how everything's going on. And he was like, how you get to see that? Well, they basically was talking about the satellite they got in America. So we're basically being watched, just like Big Boy. Now, I get it. They got the movie now, Ambulance. Same thing. His name is Will in the movie. I said, how is his name going to be Will? Then I looked at this actual Will Smith, but his name is called Henry. And Gemini Man. So I'm like, whoa. And these two movies are separated from each other. I just happened to put them together. Siren and Ambulance. That represents what Mommy Wata is, the 13th chakra, the catfish. See, the catfish represents the cat and the fish combination. So when we're talking about 13th zodiac, we're talking about the demiurge. See, they got a movie right now. It's called Morbius. With the more and I and bus, or be us, Morbius. But you know that means death, right? Just like morphine or Morpheus. So now they're showing a comic book that they created, but it's really off of what I just said, the demiurge. So they're making you see another retold story. You just, again, do the research and find the resources. Don't look at me. I'm just happen to find some stuff myself and stumble across it. Now I pass it to you, and now you could get some more tumbling and some other stuff, and then that's your researching, all right? Demiurge, it's an actual dragon or serpent with a lion head. What? So now, this is what I meant by Sekhmet. Sekhmet represents the rays of the sun, just like the lion. The lion represents the mane, represents the actual rays. So when you have rays on the body, just like Jesus, having the thorns, right, on the head as a halo. So this is what you get from that black sun that you see out in the sky. Now, of course, people say it's an eclipse or whenever that's when you see the black sun. No, you are technically looking at a black sun the days you see sunlight. Now, the reason why is because it's giving out color. But when things are moving in motion, this is how color is being shown when it's in motion. If you thought about it like a black hole and the light was shining on that hole, it won't look black. It'll have color coming out of it. So that's why this whole world is the way it looks. Now, this could be argumentative, and I know we'll go into a deeper whole other stuff. But, however, third chakra represents how you're getting past certain things. And because we haven't got past the second chakra, this is why you ain't agreeing with me even right now. You have to actually start getting into some third chakra things. Now, the brother Ralph was speaking on it strong, and I would love the brother just drop that joint so they could see what he was really saying, because you got to eat your chakras. You got to eat certain chakras to open up those chakras. Your feeling is on your third going into your fourth chakra. So those who think you got emotion, no, you don't. In your body, yeah, but not connected to feelings outside of the world. So that means you're selfish. A lot of y'all walk around selfish. You do selfish things. You don't pass nothing. You don't give out nothing. You know, you keep it to yourself, basically. However, it's not just food. You're thinking it's food. No. It's just you giving a hand to someone. You helping somebody. You showing some encouragement. You applaud somebody. You support somebody. If you look at Maya, and the three, you'll see the green light. Everywhere she went, basically, it was some green light. I ain't going to keep talking about that movie. You're just going to have to watch it because I said enough about that movie. That movie got me like, dang, man, everybody needs to watch this. But it's like the 2022 type thing. So if you ain't into it, you ain't into it. Back to Morpheus. Morbius. He came out April 1st. So that's four, right? That's the Cancer. One, Aries, put together. That makes it Leo. And then 2022. So you know the twos represent, of course, is either Aquarius or is also Taurus. So now 2, 2, 2, that's 6. That's Virgo energy. But now 6 plus 5, that's 11. They're making Aquarian energy on that. So it's a message. It's the I know mantra. We got mantra, and then when your mantras are being used, they're mantras. So you're constantly using these, just like your name. It's a constant saying a name to yourself. Name yourself. Name yourself. Name yourself. Name. Now amen is the name. We wouldn't know it, however, because you're saying it in a different way of thinking, you don't see it projected backwards. See what I'm saying? And so now you have to start thinking of what you're doing when you say repetitive words. Remind yourself. I done said that the 6th time. Don't look at deja vu, because deja vu is only 2. You got to get past that. You got to go beyond that. You say, oh, I said that more than 2 times. So now I got to really do keep track, Count Dracula. You're dragging your own energy is what I'm basically going to. Don't drag your energy. You all of about enlightenment to yourself. And if you're talking to someone, don't drag their energy down either, Draco. That's what Draco does, Drake. That's why we see these names put in front of us, and we wouldn't see it because it's the dragon. All right? You all have a way to look at your left, not just right. Because even though I said all right, there's a left to it. That's how the night became a day and a night. It's split from the Duat and Duwaters. That's why you think of California separated from Florida. But yet, why they put Walt Disney and Disney World on the other end? They know something that we don't know. Yet we know, we just don't care to know it. And you need to. That way you can grow better at who you are. You won't just throw trash on your planet because you think you're foreign to it. That's just how nature does unnatural. Unnatural start to do nature. But now if you act more unnatural, guess what? Unnatural, you won't be a part of nature. Ashe. Ashe, yo. Give thanks. Respect.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father.
Brothers are packed down, plus everybody's high. Too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder. Nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a strength from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs. Business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessings in breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessings in breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Take off my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In a society, we're only getting the gas count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. Went from the chosen one to outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and VK high. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. Fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living life thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep. Before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change? I'm asking, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings to breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in.
leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still grieving. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plate stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mad she hurt my cousin. One of the old heads from the block just came home October 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3 to 5 if he don't act up. Now he realize if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitch and diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he did. My man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in? Is it Buddha, Jehovah, or Shah?
Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in?
Or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed, being a demon. Because this is the joy of believing, men to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to ride in the heart of the truth. From the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the fulfillments of the man. You can't check the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
My faith in God, blessed and still breathing. What do you believe in? Who do you
believe in?
My faith in God.
Before I'm leaving,
even though it's hard.
I'm asking you,
that's who I believe in.